Good morning.
Good morning, Char. Monty here.
Thank you for the recipe. I'm going to, that sounds good. I didn't want to type it on my iPhone. I read it as I was getting in bed last night. So, anyway.
Let me know.
Definitely. There was one thing I was thinking when I read it, and I can't remember what it was, some little tweak I'd probably do. That wouldn't. Oh, I guess it was just the sweetener that you were talking about, thinking about what I'd use. Anyway, somebody else just joined us. Loretta. Good morning, Loretta. How are you doing?
I'm sick today.
Oh.
I'm dizzy and I'm nauseated and cold and got something going on.
Oh, sounds like you need to be in a nice warm place and wrap up in your comforter and sit there and do nothing for a few minutes. Take your drink and
that's what I'm doing. I'm right in front of my wood stove and I'm cozy warm. And that's, I'm not doing anything today except hanging out and keep it warm. It's been bitter cold all weekend up here. It's been, the wind has been horrible. It's been about 14 degrees.
Ooh, that is. That's much colder than we are. I won't complain. Oh, I won't complain anyway. We're coming into spring, so I'm excited about that, but it's still.
Tomorrow we're supposed to get 8 to 14 inches of snow.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. That thing was on the way, but.
You're reversing back to winter instead of going into spring, huh? It doesn't know what it's doing, huh? Well, hopefully it's a short shot, and then we'll be out of it.
Wrong, and we'll just get 2 inches.
Yeah. It happens that way frequently, so.
It does,
We don't control it, that's for sure. And Monty's on with us, too, Loretta. Anybody else join us?
Hi, this is Elaine in Kansas.
Oh, good morning, Elaine.
Good morning, Char.
How are you doing?
Doing well and looking forward to spring.
Me too. I'll ditto that several times.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful time of the year pretty much every place. I don't know where it wouldn't be because of what it means and what takes place and what happens and everything jumps to life again. So, and that is, we went to I'll start out with this. Anybody have any questions or comments first about their weekend besides Loretta, who we can keep her in our thoughts for feeling better today, that's for sure. Send her good energy.
That call on Saturday was very, very good.
Wasn't that good?
It's very good.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought it was just, you know, we get so much great information. And anybody else? Okay, you did something. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, we missed the call, so I'm going to have to go in and listen to it. We were on a 2-mile fun run leprechaun chase with our granddaughters that morning.
Fun.
It was. Lots of people, lots of kids, and old and young, and it was just all about exercise and being outside and having fun.
That's neat. So you probably have a little bit better weather than Loretta does where she is.
Has arrived.
Yeah, we did wear gloves and stocking hats because it was cool with the wind.
Okay, well, we haven't got too long, and then we'll probably be complaining about heat if it comes fast. But that's okay. You know, it's like we're never quite satisfied sometimes. We want it a little bit different than it is, sometimes not too much different, but anyway, enough said on the weather. We got to participate in a fun event last night. It was one of our potlucks that are put together by the group that do the big event in September. A 2-day veg fest, they call it, and then also a one day that takes place before the 2 day where they bring in a keynote speaker. And this time, it's this September, Miguel already told me, the vice president of the organization told me last night as I was down visiting with her shortly, that it was going to be Dr. McDougall. She says, will you be there? We've been to it before for the last 2 years. It's always a doctor.
Has arrived.
With some great credentials and shares a tremendous one. And, oh, Monty, before I forget about it, the Veg Fest takes place this weekend in Seattle. Have you ever attended it?
No, I have not.
Have you seen it advertised?
No.
Okay, go in. I don't know whether... I just do Veg Fest. I'm sure it will come up, Seattle this weekend. It would be well worth your time to go down there and spend just a few minutes and see what is taking place that, unless you've been in a big event in Seattle, before for, eating plant-based, the speakers will be incredible if it's done like the one is here. We have 4 rooms going at one time, conference rooms, good size, seat about 200 people. And they have every hour on the hour, there's new speakers up in all 4 rooms throughout the day. And they go from about 10 o'clock till 5 o'clock with the speakers, or maybe 10 to 4. And the topics are incredible. And it was just go with notepad and pencil. They're the best in the nation, many of them coming together. And that's where I've met a lot of them in person, and authors of the books and the book tables and all the displays that are set up for you to sample. You feel like, oh, my gosh, this is just incredible. I don't know how it compares in size to Portland. I know that we were termed, what was the term they gave us last night, Denny, or the title? One of the major hubs for plant-based and healthy eating, and that goes into everything green and all of the things. What'd you say, Denny? Oh yeah, from things tasting like meat to ice cream, and you couldn't get any better flavors than you get on many of them. Now, I'm not saying I would incorporate all of them into my diet, because making the statement vegan, it was like the young man that did the chef presentation last night at our potluck, which had 65 people at it, and they do 3 of them in the area every month to divide it out so people don't have so far to travel. In fact, the one in Portland is done east side and then west side, just to make it more convenient for people. We haven't been to the opposite side. We'll do that next month if at all possible. We've gone to several, and we've gone to one in Vancouver also that's convenient. And there's just a lot of food. Now, here, people tend to be probably a little earthier looking than the group that we have in Nikan. And Denny says by quite a ways. But, you know, I told him on the way home, I said the first time I went to asked him to go with me, because he moved far to town, to a health food store. He drove in the parking lot, and he says, you're really not going in there, are you? And I said, what do you mean? And he says, just look around. The parking lot was, some corners had people sitting with guitars, playing and strumming guitars, and they looked like they'd come out of a different century. And I walked through the store, and there were very few what I would call normal-appearing people. Now, that's being very judgmental. I realize that, but that's the way things were in those days. And he shook his head at me. He couldn't believe I was going to walk in the store. He wasn't going to go in there. He didn't have any reason to want to go in there, but he sat there and waited for me to come out. So I think now I said, and jet forward where we are today, what's the health food stores look like? Whole Foods, some of the giant ones in the nation, in almost every city. And so, we've come a long, long ways. And I even looked at the didn't get one look at the chef, and I think he was ready to leave. He had a hairdo that was quite spectacular. Young, very thin, and did an incredibly good job, not on speaking skills, and he apologized for that. He says, I'm not a communicator, but he says, I love to work with food, and he whipped out, his title was raw food, and he whipped out a couple recipes you would not be embarrassed to serve anyone, especially the dessert one. The chocolate smoothie was a little bit strong, and he had camouflaged in it, which you couldn't tell. You could tell there were any herbs in there, could you? No. He put into it, huge amount of herbs, the broth of them after they had soaked in just, water broth, meaning not heated, of course. And he's not a purist on the subject. He says, I'm not a purist. It's not like I don't ever cook anything. He says, I know there's foods that are better. So, you know, he wasn't off the deep end on any of that. And if you just listened to him, you very quickly got beyond, you know, the way he appeared. His first book is called Gorilla Food. And he gave it that name because of a goofy thing that happened. And then it came into the fact, you know, started thinking about it, and that, you know, the gorillas don't cook any of their food, and they're strong, and they're healthy, and da-da-da-da. So anyway, it was a very, very interesting time. We talked to some interesting people, very nice people. People are there for a common denominator, and that's good health, great place to talk to people for what we do. And I had that opportunity, which wasn't real pleasant last night because of the circumstances of the other person. But anyway, I just, it's fascinating to be in a group of people that are so much on the edge and in the know. And when somebody in the audience comments, well, my doctor told me this, as we have heard so many times, I couldn't help but turn around. He was right behind me and made some, I just said something, you know, I think there's more to the story. And it was the bad story on coconut oil. And the young man that was doing the demoing, he just did such a gracious way of offering information and said he'd be happy. The man behind me then said, could we talk afterwards? And he says, I'd be more than happy to talk to you on that subject. And, but not, you know, not defensive like I get often. Just because we've been there, we've heard these things so many times, it kind of, you know, but as Nancy has told me so many times, be patient. Be patient with people. Have patience. You know, we were there at one point not understanding a better scope of things and what could be done. But I will be anxious to see and hear Dr. McDougall in person again. I'm sure he'll be traveling with his wife, who brings an array of wonderful recipes. And, you know, he always gives his story, too, how this all happened and why they're doing it. But he is one of the most researched that are very visible as far as MDs. And very, very careful about what he puts out. Website that's incredible. It's Dr. McDougall, which is spelled McDougall. Everything's free on his website, and you can go back probably 10, 15 years on a newsletter that's put out every month. I think the shortest I've seen is about 10 pages. The longest I've opened up is 30 to 40 pages, I can't remember exactly, of information every single month that he puts out. And if you ever want to ask him a question, what he prides himself is answering emails, which is good to know, because if you got a question you'd like to shoot to an MD that's got a lot of information on the alternative side, not on magnets, don't go there on magnets, at least not the last time I talked to him. Don't go there on supplementation. He's not jumped into that field, and I'm not sure he's jumped into the field of water except to say hydrating. but on the idea of why and what we need to be doing with our bodies on plant-based, and why, he is exceptionally well-trained. He's an internist, and so he does know, understand how that part of the body works very extensively. And, of course, to most of the MDs, they'll say it starts in the stomach with the food, a huge portion of our health. Now, we know that there's, you know, oh, and he's not negative on environmental factors either by any means. But anyway, I didn't mean to do such a great advertisement for him, but I just, if you're not utilizing his information, what he'll give you many times back is not a long answer or a very defined answer. He's going to reference you where to go and read what he's already written down so he doesn't duplicate his time in something he's already researched. And he'll shoot you right to the newsletter, which you can easily find on his website, and refer you there. And he's done that to me a few times that I have sent in questions. And I've talked to him. I know him personally, and he and his wife, and he does expect to see us in the group when he comes to Portland. So anyway, anybody have any questions about anything I've offered?
Sure, if you remember, even 3 years ago, there was a question about coconut oil. I think it has finally come into the fore with more research, but even when we were in Maine, they weren't sure whether it was good, bad, or ugly.
I do remember that, Nancy. You know, there has been a lot of research out there before. Well, I shouldn't say a lot. There's been enough research out there that when it was what was given to me made sense. And of course, I got the book on coconut oil, and it was so well referenced. And actually, a couple of books, maybe even three. And I didn't read them cover to cover, but I'd go in and look up what they were saying. I was totally convinced that it was research that was not, that was put out, obviously, by the soy, not by the soy, by the, livestock industry or other groups that were trying to knock, and I think soy did have a part in that when they came out with so much soy oil. So I'm going to back up and restate that. That's why it came off by the front instead of the back of my brain or wherever. But anyway, big, big factor. In fact, the chef that had done a lot of homework on it, you could tell from just his quick answers, mentioned that also. He said there was a bad rap there. And what he was really saying between the lines, I'm
Mary Lou
has arrived.
Who paid for the information that was gathered? You know, who was it sent by? Who was it dug out by? And that's where I really, again, will put a plug in for McGregor's information and his research, and gals were talking about it around me last night. Oh,
you mean McDougal?
Pardon?
You said McGregor. You mean McDougal?
No, I mean, I don't mean McGregor. I mean Michael Greger.
Oh.
G-R-E-G-E-R. Greg and then on the end. He prides himself, if I can use that term. I think he's humble, but he has a reason to be solid where he is because that's all he does, to my knowledge, for his efforts in life, is research and study. Every day I get a newsletter clip from him. It's called nutritionfacts.org, I believe. He's an MD. I don't know a specialty there. But anyway, he simply researches and puts together an under 3 minute video on the hottest topic. I sent that to you on the cinnamon, Nancy. Did you see that?
When?
Last week. I don't know which day. Anyway, I said you probably will enjoy this because, you were the queen of using, cinnamon and cumin, not cumin, cinnamon and turmeric in your drinks, right?
Yeah.
and he gives a really strong address on the type of cinnamon we need to be using, and I'm definitely not using the right type, so I'm going to go looking, and I buy that by the pound, as to why and where, and I won't go into the details again, but, and I can't give you the details because I can't do it from memory. I just know that the one that we want is the Ceylon, Ceylon, and if you're buying at a good price, you're not getting that, by any means, because it's going to be a little bit more than, the rest of them. And there's several different ones. He targets, I think, it's between 4 and 6 different ones that are available in the United States, probably quite readily available. But they need to say Ceylon on them or they're not for sure. That was his comment, if I recall exactly the way he said it. But it's worth watching, and I will get it in fact, I'll put it on today's. So anybody can go in and pull it up. I still don't have a really good list put together of people, but I'll put it on today's broadcast so you can go in and pull that up. I did ask and hadn't looked at enough of the information that's already there to realize that very easily. Steve said he could put that on. He's already putting them on, and we're right up to the wire here. So, guys, any comments or questions? Anybody want to comment on their points and their journaling or anything at all?
The only thing I can say is back up what you said about Michael Greger. I've been plugged into him for the last year in regards to his nutritional facts and the videos that he watches. And the thing I like about it is that his particular site is if you have a particular question about something, on the left-hand side of it, you can find that subject and then pull up those videos that relate to that particular subject.
Oh, isn't that good? And it's so much information in a really short period of time and very well worded.
Very, and again, he backs that all up with the research through white pages and so forth that he actually shows.
Oh, yeah.
In those.
His is probably, to my knowledge, is the most thorough shortcut to information on any given topic. And I was amazed when I started clicking on that because I hadn't played with the site. I had just utilized. I picked up his. He does a DVD every year on the latest and greatest in research that backs what we're doing. And I wouldn't be surprised, but you might quite possibly see him at the Veg Fest there, meet him in person. And it's nice to, you know, rub shoulders with those people and know, and just listen to him answer other people's questions in person and even their body language. It speaks to you. I mean, you can see some of that on the videos, but, you know, in person it's that much greater. So, you know, for anybody up there that you can pass the word along to, Monty, when you get the dates or the times and the location on it, I'd sure do it. In fact, you could actually send that to Steve at allswell.org, and he'll clip it to whatever he's got as an announcement, because that out to people, you know, in the area, anybody that's going to the website that's up in the Seattle area that haven't attended, for information to move them along on that subject of food and to just collect a lot of people. I mean, you can just go sit there and...
Mary Lou has left the conference.
And socialize in there for... the one in Portland is $5 or $6 for the whole day. And it's, you know, it's nothing for what you can gather. Talk to the people who have written the books and book signings and, you know, all the lectures that they make available. I'm sure it's very similar to what we do in Portland. I'll be anxious to hear. If I had an empty weekend next weekend, I'd be up there just to exchange, because they actually asked for people to go up and help support it. So that's another place.
I'm assuming they're doing that only on the West Coast?
No. There's a huge one back in Pennsylvania. Absolutely huge one that takes place back there. It's probably the biggest in the United States.
Yeah, I got one that I think was last year, come to think of it. It was more expensive than $6, I remember, and it was a distance from here, unfortunately. But I do remember getting that, and I thought, wow, that sounds cool.
Yeah. The cost might be inclusive of other things, and they may have a rate for, you know, a one day or show up too, because sometimes I know the one here in Portland, you know, is 2 days. I don't know what, and I know that the one back there just had a huge number of speakers that were very, very prominent. Monty, did you have a comment on that?
Yeah, it's going to be the 23rd and 24th here, and it's $8, and it's going to be at the exhibition hall at the in the Seattle Center.
Easy to do, get to. Exhibition Center, okay.
Yep.
Okay, so that's on the recording if anybody from Seattle wants to take part in it.
Dr. Krieger is going to be there.
Ah, I was right. He likes to follow those events because that's his contact with people, and that, you know, he's about getting the word out and spreading it. 23rd and 24th, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll make sure Ruth gets a clip on that also. She wanted to know about it when it was going to be up there because I don't think she's ever attended either. Anyway, guys, last minute comments, we got to run.
Did you get my message on Friday, Cher?
I did. I finally took it off late last night. Is it still valid for me to give you a call?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
I will do it. Does now work?
It's fine.
I said, does now work? I'm sorry.
It's fine, thanks.
Oh, it's fine. Okay, thank you. Quick. Thank you guys for your participation, even though I did a lot of, I gotta give you more time. So anyway. Take care. Have a great, kick it off strong. Bye.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, everybody. Bye now.
Thanks, Steve.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.